MRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, home of the listing dish. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griff and Lee.
And thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. This segment is brought to you by Crazy Lister, amazingly simple eBay listing software. If you're listening live, let me tell you, today's May 3rd, 2018. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 502. We're here awaiting your call. Our number is 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630.
Hi, Griff.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So are you a YouTube person much? Or?
Well, I don't think any more or less than the average person.
So go to YouTube.com.
Yeah.
Slash.
Yeah.
Let me see what it is. YouTube.com/ selling on eBay US.
Dot US or just US?
Nope, just US. Oh. It's YouTube.com/ selling on eBay US.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I have to put the music down here. Okay. It gets music up when you first go on there. So let me bring that down.
Yeah, why don't you get that down?
Okay, I've got that down. Okay. Selling tips and inspiration way up at the top. Be the first to see the new videos, and they have videos up there.
Yeah.
And it's all selling tips and inspiration.
Groovy.
On eBay. So tell us more about it. Or is that it, pretty much? Or did I do it already?
I don't know. Move over, cute cat videos. What? Cat videos. You know, cats run the world now.
I know.
eBay for Business has launched their very own YouTube channel. It's featuring small business tips and how-tos, along with inspirational seller stories. It's all about keeping you edumacated and motivated.
And as we said, head
you
on
just
over.
Head over and over. Yeah, you say it.
YouTube.com/ selling on eBay US.
Yeah.
Hit the subscribe. Then click on the bell icon. So you'll be notified whenever new videos are posted. Very important. How are you going to keep up with the latest stuff?
That's right.
If you don't do that. That's the new eBay for Business channel at YouTube.com/ selling on eBay US, all one word. So also going on the Shine Awards, big, big deal.
You know, I always thought, I wondered if we could get Barry Manilow to give us permission to use that song. And let it shine, shine, shine. All around the world. That's what I think of every time I see that.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Oh, okay. Well, you never know. Sometimes they say yes for free because it's a renewal of the tune.
Right.
But not always. Mm. Right. Well, it is time for eBay's third annual Shine Awards, Griff. Three. This is the third. Now through May 10th is the time, Griff, when you can share your story behind your business success on eBay.
Right.
Like you could say, you could say I was unemployed, working at home.
Yes.
Selling computer parts. You know, you could start your story that way.
Me, my story.
Yeah, your story.
Right.
Right. And all you have to do, it's a chance to win $10,000 as eBay's 2018 Small Business of the Year, or 5,000 as one of five category winners. So they give $5,000 to five people, and one person gets 10. And this year's categories, Griff, you want to tell us what they are?
So the categories, and I have to turn to this stuff that you sent over.
Page 9.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The categories are, the following. Women or minority-owned business, young entrepreneur, and I believe that's 30 or younger. I'm not sure. There's an age cutoff. A click and mortar business owner category, global business, and everyday hero. Those are for sellers who have a charity focused business. And all the winners will also receive professional store makeovers. By Anastasia of Hollywood, VIP experiences at eBay Live 2018 in Las Vegas, and lots of other cool stuff. For details and submission guidelines, please, please, please go to ebay.com/shineawards. Let me say it again. That's ebay.com/shineawards. Submit your story by May 10th and let your eBay spirit shine, shine,
shine. So you've only got 7 more days.
Yeah, it's going to go over. I mean, it's going
to get it in.
Soon.
And even if you applied last year, feel free to apply again. You never know. Griff said they had a hard time of the past 2 years.
It was so hard
trying
to choose. At one point, I threw up my hands, left the room, and said, I can't choose. These are all great.
Yeah.
You guys are going to have to do it.
Another thing that's in full swing, registration is in full swing for eBay Open 2018. Did you go to the site this morning?
Yes, and I have an explanation about Tuesday.
Okay.
So it was what it was explained to me why the price didn't go up when we were watching it is because it was through May 1st. But now it definitely, the early bird has flown.
And it's $3.99.
And now it's $3.99. So those who wait pay more.
And there are limited tickets available. So if you want to join us, you better, you know, please go to ebayopen.com and register. You can also register for the room, $89 a night.
Yeah.
At Mandalay Bay. So if you want to join us there, I know I'll be there. Griff will be there.
I think. I'm pretty sure I'll be there.
You'll be there.
Yes.
And we want you there as well.
It's fantastic.
So, if you want to look at what's going on too, they have an agenda already. Do they have anything under workshops yet? Let me see.
No, that's still being hammered out.
Okay. Stay tuned. Full workshop schedule coming. Okay. Got it. And they have a pretty cool agenda going on. It doesn't tell the specifics, and we will as we get closer to July. Like it says, for instance, registration, general session, networking, general session, welcome reception. There's all kinds of stuff going on in and around that. And we will be, and like when eBay Radio is going to be on also.
Yes, so we're working that out.
You're working that out, and we'll know that soon.
I basically said, so I'll have this. They kept asking me, do you think this would be a good time? I said, guys, just find the times that you think.
And we'll be there.
And we'll be there. So it's whatever you decide is cool. We just need to know in advance.
Right. I especially need to know in advance pretty quickly, Griff, because I need to book the studio.
Yeah. So you'll,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. And we'll know within a couple days.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Like to hear that.
Yeah.
So registration, full swing, eBay Open 2018. Go to ebayopen.com. They're selling out fast. Book your room at Mandalay Bay at the same time, $89 a night plus resort fee and taxes. And we hope to see you there. It's very important to Griff and I that you be there.
It's very important, yeah.
Griff and me. Very important to Griff and me that you'll be there, not Griff and I.
It's important to Griff and Lee.
It is. It is.
That's always your go-to.
Remember that auction we mentioned a while back for the rare and historic coin collection? Griff, it was this big coin collection. 52 gold, $20 St. Gaudens double eagle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. St. Gaudens, I remember
St. Gaudens. Yeah. The guy had acquired them over 15 years.
Mm.
It closed with 74 bids at a high of, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
$6,100,000.
Yeah, chump change.
Oh, man, can you imagine?
Well, yeah, I guess I can. I mean, you know, it's a lot of stuff.
Well, congrats to them for that anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, can I talk about the eBay Foundation for a minute here while we're waiting for phone calls at 888-RADIO-30? This is the day you call in to talk about pretty much anything you want. And just give us a call, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And if for some reason you can't call in, you can send us an email by clicking on the Contact Us button. And Griff and I do everything we can to try to get to it while the show is on. So, Griff, are you aware of the good works done by the eBay Foundation?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I don't know all the details, but yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
It's actually the first corporate foundation to be created with pre-IPO stock.
That's true. That was Pierre's idea.
Tell us what that means.
Well,
we know initial public offering. We know what IPO means.
Yeah.
But
so he had in arranging for the underwriters, he said, you know, he wanted to make sure that a certain number of shares were used to fund this new program, which we call the eBay Foundation.
Oh, I see.
So it was part of the underwriting.
I see.
And it's been the foundation's been in place ever since, and it's funded by eBay, and it goes to assisting with community nonprofit community efforts around the country. And you can submit, as anyone would do, to any foundation, a grant proposal for a donation from the foundation to your
nonprofit
charity, and you can do so by just going, you know, searching on eBay Foundation, and there's a whole process there.
Well, they have granted $40 million to nonprofit organizations worldwide since 1998.
Yeah.
This is a very good thing. And they said their mission is to unleash the power of entrepreneurship to build economically vibrant and sustainable communities. And eBay employees are a passionate group. They are.
Yeah, we are.
They actively support causes that matter to them. They share their time, their talents, their financial gifts. eBay Inc. supports employees' charitable gifts, matching both dollars and time. I did not know that.
Yep.
So, eBay Foundation, look them up. It's a good thing.
$40 million, that's a lot.
When we come back, we're going to talk about 6 tools for tracking your business finances.
Oh, good.
Very important.
Can't wait. This segment was brought to you by Crazy Lister, amazingly simple eBay listing software. Give us a ring at 888-723-4630. As we continue, we'll take your calls here on eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee.
It's the seller event of the year, eBay Open 2018, July 24th through 26th at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, baby. Sharpen your selling skills and up-level your business chops. Talk with eBay executives and employees. Network with fellow sellers. Enjoy great food and an epic closing party. Register by May 1st for the early bird price of $275 at ebayopen.com. That's ebayopen.com.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
eBay entrepreneurs, let your business shine. Submit your seller story to the Shine Awards for a chance to win $10,000 as eBay's Small Business of the Year, or win $5,000 in one of 5 categories. Share your passion for eBay and tell how it drives your success. Enter now through May 10th at ebay.com/shineawards. That's ebay.com/shineawards.
You remember starting small and working to build up your business? Bulk remembers too. The entrepreneurs who created Bulk started in 2004 selling liquidation inventory out of their garage. But there was no easy way to pay or ship the goods. Minimum quantities were too big, and there was no guarantee of what they'd receive. Bulk solved these challenges with the goal of helping you grow your business, no matter the size. Bulk offers you liquidation goods across dozens of categories by the pallet or case, sorted by condition. Bulk ships right to your doorstep for one flat rate, complete with an itemized and verified manifest. Cases start at just $100, and you can pay via PayPal, PayPal credit, or credit card with just one click. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com for liquidation goods by the pallet or case.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the ultimate seller tool. And speaking of tools, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. You should call us now with your eBay tips already. 888-RADIO-30, that number is 888-723-4630.
And before we go to the six tools for tracking your business finances, Orlaman21 has a question for you, Griff. I don't know if you can answer this.
I can try.
It's Seller Hub growth underperforming question.
Mm-hmm.
Chance of sale is defined as, quote, your sales score is determined by many factors, including your competition, seller reputation, listing quality, and current and sold prices. Because of this, adjusting your price alone does not guarantee a sale. That's a quote, end of quote there, that he found on the site. All right?
Okay.
On the underperforming listing page, the column chance of sale confuses me. The phrase ... percentage less than my competitors is on each line item. Does that mean that my item has that percentage less of a chance to sell than my competitors? He says when chance of sale is clicked, most cases I looked at, there are no competitors' items listed. The percentage appears to be based on the traffic and category.
So if you're selling collectible or one-of-a-kind items, just ignore it.
Okay.
Yeah.
He says, will the shift from individual items to catalog groups of items have an effect on traffic metrics?
No, not necessarily. I mean, you're still, the metrics are based on your listings, not on the grouped listings.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready to do the six tools for tracking your business finances?
The six tools for tracking. What page are they on the stuff you sent over?
12.
All right, hold on. Let me get there.
We send him over lots of stuff, so he'll always have something to talk about.
There we go.
Always have something to talk about.
All right, let me straighten the pages out. Hold on.
Okay.
There, okay. All righty, I think I'm ready.
All right, okay. Six tools for tracking your business finances. And this is adapted from a post by Katie Hamill in eBay for Business. So why don't you start us out?
Well, while every seller has access to the financial tracking tools in eBay Seller Hub, there are some facets of your business financials that aren't covered there. To see the big picture and know exactly where you stand, you need to account for items like expenses or payroll, if that's appropriate, and taxes. And there are six tools that we're going to talk about right now that do just that.
Well, the first one, for all-in-one accounting, everything, QuickBooks and GoDaddy Bookkeeping. One of the most popular solutions is QuickBooks. That's what I use.
Yeah.
I think you use the GoDaddy outright.
GoDaddy. Yeah. Yeah.
Its software is designed and makes accounting easy, even for those who aren't mathematically inclined, and it's so true. QuickBooks tracks your business's sales and expenses and can connect to accounts like your business bank account and PayPal, then upload that data into your dashboard. It tracks expenses, store receipts, and can be accessed on the go from a mobile device. And GoDaddy Bookkeeping is another terrific all-in-one solution. It was called Outright. It generates a variety of reports. It imports your bank and credit card transactions and integrates sales data right from eBay. It can also fill out your Schedule C, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I really like that program. And it takes, like any app, it takes some tuning in the beginning, you know, because what happens with these apps that do bookkeeping and accounting is they come with a default set of expense and income accounts. And you can tailor them, you can delete them, you can create your own. So you got to give some thought about, you know, which accounts do you need for income and expense that have to do with your business in particular.
Also,
and then you can start assigning transactions
exactly
right to those accounts, and the system remembers them. So as you go on, it's less and less work and more automation.
Also, it allows you to go back and make reports. All of these bookkeeping softwares do that. You can make reports on, for instance, I'll give you an example with me. In my accounts, I have web voiceover, radio voiceover, TV voiceover, industrial voiceover, eBay radio advertising package. So I have, you know, put all these things in. Like you said, you can custom make it. But it also helps me make reports to see which I'm selling more of.
Yeah.
And what should I concentrate on and that kind of thing. Tell us about the next one, Griff.
Well, this is an application for accounting plus tax preparation. It's called Indinero, I-N-D-I-N-E-R-O. And it's an accounting tool developed with small businesses in mind. It combines accounting software with tax services, automated regular bookkeeping tasks, integrating your bank and credit card transaction history, and making it easy to see your company's critical financials, financial info at a glance. The service also helps you prepare and file taxes. And you know, that's the thing that I love about these applications is that they make the tax reporting a lot quicker and a lot easier.
Why don't you do the next one too? Because I want to do the one after that for
all
a
right.
reason.
Yeah, I don't know much about Indinero and Expensify, but I'm sure they're, you know, very, really good tools. For managing expenses on the go, there's always also Expensify. The Expensify app scans and uploads all your receipts and imports and tracks the info so you can always access them. No big box of paper receipts needed. So if you're always going to the thrift store, you can start using an app like this to keep track of those receipts.
Wonderful.
And if you have multiple employees, it allows you to easily approve any expense they incur and reimburse them quickly.
Okay, I wanted to talk about this next one. I've never used this program, but I make my own. It's called Float, and it's for managing cash flow. Griff, I can tell you exactly how much money I'm going to have in 3 months based on history of sales, etc. That's what a cash flow sheet is. In fact, I do one for 12 months.
Yikes.
I can show you, based on past history, what I'm going to bring in, income, and all of my outgoing stuff, all my expenses. And to me, managing your cash flow will help you sleep at night. Because if you know in 3 months you're going to be out of money, you're going to work real hard right now to make that cash flow sheet look better. This one is called Float. For some sellers, a simple spreadsheet is all they need to manage cash flow. If your business has grown beyond that, check out the Float app. It specifically tracks cash flow, so you always know exactly what you've got on hand and can prepare for any financial surprises. Additionally, it can help you accurately analyze your cash flow and make predictions about your future cash flow by looking at patterns in your cash balance. Again, it's called Float. One of these days I'm going to put up one of my sheets. I'll change the names to protect the innocent. Put up one of my cash flow sheets so you can see what I'm talking about. I can look at, you know, September and tell you what's going on.
Yeah.
You may think that eBay sellers cannot do that, but you use estimates. For instance, what did I make last year this time? That kind of thing, okay? So once you do the next one, the last one, Griff.
Well, so the last one is it's something for creating and sticking to a budget. It's called PlanGuru.com. And every business needs a budget. And if yours needs one that's a bit more sophisticated, look to this tool, PlanGuru. It can import data from Excel and QuickBooks, quickly analyze it, and build forecasts for the future that show you exactly where you are and where you can go so you can make the right decisions based on that data.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Katie Hamill. Boy, do you know Katie? She writes a lot of stuff for eBay for Business.
Yeah, she did.
Does a good job, I'll tell you. So, 888-RADIO-30 is our telephone number if you'd like to give us a call and talk to us about just about anything about your eBay business or what the heck. Today, why don't we take calls about life? 888-RADIO-30. So Dave from Motion City, Maryland sent us a contact us email, Griff. He's known on eBay as Dave Danger Networks LLC-0.
Wow. That's a name.
That's a big one.
I don't think I can memorize it.
He said, I think a lot of people have noticed a very dramatic dip in sales since April 20th.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of rumors about an update causing a problem with Cassini program indexing item incorrectly and many other things.
False.
Is there any truth to this?
No.
Will things go back to normal? What should I expect?
There's no problem with the search engine. Stop listening to rumors.
So what should Dave do? His sales have dipped since April 20th. What should he do?
Start listing new items.
Okay.
So we had this discussion yesterday in a team meeting, and you know, our greater team is run by a lovely woman named Marnie, and she's got a long history in retail. And we were discussing this very topic, you know, sellers who say their sales have declined.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought up that I know from my own experience and then anecdotally from what I've heard from sellers is that if you stop listing, no matter how much inventory you have, you start to see your sales go down. And so Marnie said, and this is true, she said, you know, in retail we call it keep it fresh. It works in every market, whether it's online or offline, bricks and mortar, clicks and mortar. What it is you always have to keep fresh merchandise out in front of buyers' eyes. And in the retail world, keep it fresh means always bringing new stuff in to put in the front of the store. If you're just sitting on inventory and you're not listing items, I can almost guarantee that you're going to see your sales start to decrease. Now, when you list new items, and I've experienced this and many other sellers have as well, and I've asked our analytics team to see if they can provide us some backup with data. When you list new items, you'll notice that your sales go up, and it's not just necessarily the new stuff. So when you list new things, it seems to help drive people into checking out the rest of your listings, and you'll find that older inventory will sell as well. But if you're not listing on a regular basis and your sales are going down, that's the reason. I can now say this with a lot of confidence. You can help goose your sales by maybe lowering prices and changing out some things about the items. One of the things that I don't recommend, and I've also asked for data to support this, I don't recommend.
Okay, hold that thought.
Yeah, there's something
what
that some sellers
doesn't
do that is
recommend
a, it's a
up.
Bad practice.
Bad.
When
bad.
We come back, this segment was brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We'll be back in a moment with more. Ask Griffin Lee.
Running a successful e-commerce business is complicated, but managing your listings should be easy. That's why award-winning eBay power sellers Victor Levitin and Maxim Godin created Crazy Lister, and why more than 100,000 eBay sellers are using it. It makes listings so easy, it's crazy. Just drag and drop to easily create mobile-optimized listings in seconds, or apply one of Crazy Lister's 200 templates to your existing listings with a single click. Editing listings is super easy, and Crazy Lister lets you keep ended listings forever. And if you need help making the most of Crazy Lister, their awesome support will make it even easier. Whether you're a hobby seller, small business, just getting started, or looking to grow, Crazy Lister has an easy solution for you. Try it for free for 7 days, no credit card required. They're easy at CrazyLister.com.
In the world of e-commerce, returns are a fact of life. Now, ShipStation helps you to turn returns into happy return customers. That's because ShipStation lets you automate returns through a branded returns portal. All your buyer has to do is enter their order number and a reason for the return and print out their return label. Easy peasy. Since you can brand your return portal with your logo and social links, that customer is going to remember who they shopped with. And a customer who has a happy returns experience is much more likely to come back and buy from you again. That makes you happy. There are lots of other reasons you'll be happy with ShipStation too, like the ability to automate and customize practically every step of fulfilling your eBay orders. So come on, get happy. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
As an eBay seller, you've got a lot to keep up with. That's why it pays to read TameBay. For more than a decade, TameBay has been bringing you daily must-read news from online marketplaces worldwide. And that's just for starters. TameBay also provides how-to guides, up-to-the-minute videos, and insightful ebooks, all with an eye towards enabling you to make your e-commerce business as profitable as possible. Because TameBay founders Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson know firsthand what it takes to succeed on eBay and elsewhere. Sign up for a free membership to access all that TameBay has to offer. including the Tame Bay Guide, a comprehensive directory of tools and services that can help you sell more online. For up-to-date e-commerce news and content from all around the globe, go to TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Listen while you list.